Thanks to those new charter students for getting things started, and thanks to all of you for wrapping up your week with CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up today, parts of Texas are recovering from severe weather that hit on Wednesday. The National Weather Service says at least 10 tornadoes touched down in the area. The U.S. gets more tornadoes per year than any other country. These storms can show up any time, but the peak months are April, May, and June. The ones that hit North Texas killed at least 6 people. Rescue crews were searching for others who were missing yesterday. Officials say the victims were in this neighborhood. Most of the homes there were destroyed. You can see some foundations where the buildings are just completely gone. And some of the homes that are standing, like this one, still got massive damage. Recovery efforts could take a while. If you're looking for a way to help out, go to the resources box at CNNStudentNews.com and click the Impact Your World link. Following up now on a couple government stories, earlier this week we reported on a scandal involving the IRS. The agency admitted that when groups from the Tea Party movement and other conservative groups applied for a tax-exempt status, their applications were targeted for extra review. It was basically political bias. You can get all the details on what happened in the transcript from Monday's show. The acting commissioner of the IRS was forced to resign this week because of the scandal. The reaction from across Washington, outrage.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent in this country, to take the abuse of a $3.8 trillion government, the power of that government, and to use it to stifle opposition is profoundly un-American.
It should not matter what political stripe you're from. The fact of the matter is that the IRS has to operate with absolute integrity. The government generally has to conduct itself in a way that is true to the public trust. That's especially true for the IRS. It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it.
There are laws in place to prevent this type of abuse. My question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
The other follow-up is about a terrorist attack against a U.S. facility in Benghazi, Libya last year. 4 Americans were killed, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya. There's been a lot of criticism about how President Obama's administration responded.